Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, presented by McFarlane Energy. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Patriots, two timeouts. Hasty the back, second down two. Drake May, time and distance going, and he's got him! Boutte, touchdown!
Well, for those of you looking to get a glimpse of the future in Foxborough today, you got your wish. For those of you hoping that some mayhem, some mania, that some things that would be qualified as amazing would take place in Foxborough, you too got your wish. For those of you hoping to see the New England Patriots pull off the upset against the Houston Texans, well, I got bad news for you. And for those who were at least hoping to watch the New England Patriots defense hold their ground and give the kid a chance to shine, well, I got some bad news for you as well. It was a very up and down day in Foxborough. Final score, Houston Texans 42. Is it 42 or 41, Joe? 41. 41. Houston Texans 41. The New England Patriots 21. A solid day for Drake May. Some mistakes along the way, like we have said here at WEEI and on the Six Rings podcast. To anyone who would listen, you were going to get a much lower floor at times with the kid, but boy, oh boy, is that ceiling higher. Is now Drake May is the season leader in touchdown passes for your New England Patriots with three on the day. Quite a pleasant surprise indeed. And I hate to say it, but it does beg the question, even though we're trying to live in and analyze the now, why the hell haven't they been playing this guy all along? Well, we'll try to get to the bottom of that. What happened to the Patriots defense and so much more on today's edition of the Six Rings Postgame Show, live here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI and WEEI.com. And, of course, heard live on the Odyssey app. If you don't have it, download it today, AUDACY. We're looking forward to connecting with each and every one of you stuck in traffic, having a secondary tailgate from a rainy, dreary Gillette today. Boy, the forecast was not in our favor. 76 degrees yesterday, Joe Braverman. 70 degrees tomorrow, and yet today, blah. But hey, that's how New England rolls. We will carry Drake May live when he steps to the podium for his first official postgame presser as the starting quarterback of the Patriots. We'll hear from Gerard Mayo as well. We'll check in with our pal Mego, who was down at the stadium today covering the team, and we will get our first installment of the Drake May report card from the ultimate Drake May stan himself, Chris Primetime Shime Time from the Greg Hill Morning Show. You want to get in touch with us via the text message, 37937. Like our first text of the show right here, 781. So the future is two interceptions and one fumble lost? Come on. Short of sight, 781. Short of sight. There's much more to offer. And, of course, you can hit us up in the socials. I'm at FitzyGFY. We are on at WEEI. And, of course, we're now joined by, from WEEI Afternoons, at Jumbo Hart. All right, Andy. First impressions. Go.
Should I give you the I told you so? I told you all summer that the best thing he does is throw a deep ball. I told you all summer that he's going to make some throws that make you say, oh my God, both good and bad at various times.
Oh, oh, oh.
And I told you you had a franchise quarterback when you selected him third overall. And I feel better about that ascension.
I don't feel better about my ass.
Yeah, whatever. Get your ass out of here because they have a franchise quarterback. Now, offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, I don't know about any of the rest of that crap, but I got one.
I'm like, all we got to do is get him a team, Andy. All we got to do is build a team around this kid.
It was alarming when you had something called Jennings running behind something called Brown with something called, I don't even know what, at left tackle, right tackle. Like,
oh, don't disrespect Ben Brown. He wasn't that bad today, nor was
Big
Zach Thomas.
Ben Brown.
Ben Brown.
Zach Thomas sucked. Is he the left tackle that went in after
Lowe? He's like the seventh. He's our fifth left tackle of the season,
okay.
Bro.
I still hold him to an NFL standard. You're on an NFL field. You're supposed to play like an NFL tackle. Their line blows. Elliot Wolf, I'm giving you the immediate thumbs down early in the show, despite everything
and
drafting Drake May.
Did you hear that, Joe? We got a thumbs down three. He got to a thumbs down before. Are you people?
Normally we do it with 3 minutes left in the show. Nope, he did it 3 minutes into the show.
next offseason, pull your thumb out your bum, turn it upright, and go get a left tackle and get some offensive. This offensive line is an embarrassment, but we're not doing that today. I'm going to chastise myself. I'm starting with positivity. If you didn't get excited watching them actually have a downfield passing game, watching them have a quarterback who could roll out and comfortably pick up first downs, run out of bounds, dive forward, do what he needed to do. If you didn't get excited watching Drake May play, and Texter, can we block that Texter? I don't know how that text line works. Block that guy. If you're going to fixate on the interceptions and the fumbles, then you're a dumbass, and we don't want you around here anymore.
Yeah, there's not a lot of angry Patriots fans so far on the text line at 37937. Oh, this play calling sucks. Same plays he called for Brissett. No rollouts, no design QB runs, no read option, no four wides. What are we doing? Oh, here we go, 413. Drake May looks like crap so far.
What time did, when did that come in?
That came in about an hour and a half ago.
He didn't look like crap at that point then.
He threw the best pass a person has thrown in a Patriots uniform since Tom Brady played here. That pass to Butte, Braverman and I, producer Joe Braverman, that's who you'll be speaking to when you call in, and already the lines, Andy, much like the traffic on Route 1, jammed. And I imagine they will be the majority of the show, but we are here for you. He'll be also monitoring the text messages alongside your old pal Fitzy here for the remainder of the show as well. Braverman and I were discussing who gets the ball on Drake May's first touchdown pass, which also happens to be Kayshon Boutte's first ever NFL touchdown reception. And what a nice catch in the basket it was, Andy. Beautiful.
He got behind a solid NFL cornerback in Stingley Jr. That was a nice play by Booty. Interesting wide receiver ups and downs today that I'm sure we'll get into depth about at some point. Like, definitely up for Booty, definitely up for DeMario Douglas, definitely down for Jalen Polk. He might want to mix in a catch at some point. Even Kevin Harlan had a sarcastic, hey, Polk actually caught one when he caught one with like 10 seconds left in the game.
I want to swing by the hand store or check out Groupon to see if... That was stunning to me.
That was... I don't know if it's stunning. I've seen him be inconsistent at times all summer. Like, I have my doubts about where he's going. He might be going more down the road of a typical Patriots second-round wide receiver than he is going down.
Oh, no. No, not like the Taylor Price, Tyquan Thornton, Josh Boyce, Aaron Dobson Memorial Highway of infamy.
Yeah, kind of feels like, I don't know, I just don't get good vibes from him. He just does not, whether it's the...
He was so good in college.
They're all good in college, Fitzy. That's how they get to the NFL.
Well, how good was Tyquan Thornton and why the hell did they draft... Oh, yeah, by the way, I love, there was somebody that was some smartass on Twitter was like, oh, nice touchdown catch by a wide receiver drafted by Belichick. Yeah, Belichick. Yeah, they took Kayshon Boutte on a flyer last year. How about your boy Tyquan Thornton, tweeter? How's he looking now? Was inactive today. The guy is so bad. Oh, Patriots are looking in the active trade market of Tyquan Thornton. Like, at this point now, it's like saying to somebody like, "Hey, you want that baseball card that's between the spokes on my bicycle front tire?" Crap! Absolute. If it's not Scottish, it's crap. Well, I hate to tell you, it's crap at this point. And my boy, Javon Baker, a no-show. But anyway, we're going to try to focus more on the... It's weird to do a 20-point defeat.
No, it isn't.
Post-game show and be mostly, if not all, positive. But
this is what happens when you draft a quarterback in the top 3 to 5 picks. At some point, he plays, and at some point, you make a quick decision. Because I am a big believer, and this is not a joke, that... guys that are special show it right away, and guys that don't show it right away often aren't special. And I thought you saw today a positive glimpse of everything that makes Drake May potentially special. The arm, the legs, the attitude. Did you see him get flustered? I didn't. I thought he looked fine out there. He was getting hit. He fumbled. He came right back. Like, he kept getting up and making plays. I saw everything. And, oh, by the way, did you hear who called to wish him good luck this week? None other than Peyton Manning. Now, he didn't say
hey, Drake,
did.
May good luck Sunday.
Yeah. Weird that Brady didn't. Or at least that didn't make the broadcast if Brady did.
Now, who else checked? Oh, Jaden Daniels check in with him?
Jaden Daniels. Yep. Jaden Daniels checked in and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning checked in, which is good. But we're not doing it this segment because I'm staying all positive early. But did you see the list that Alex Speer, of all people, typical stats guy, he put out a list. Shot at him. I'm just saying he's a stats guy.
All right. He's a baseball guy, no less.
Stats guy. He put out a list of all the quarterbacks that had 3 touchdown passes in their first NFL start. You'll feel less good about this performance when you see the list of names. Because
what is it like? Heath Shuler, Ryan Leaf, Mark Sanchez.
Well, Geno Smith.
There's some questionable
quarterbacks Smith.
At best. Yes, there's some guys on there that you're like, oh, that didn't go well in the long run. But nope, we're not doing that. We are doing Drake May Day. We're not going all Jones and Keefe. We don't have any like.
What do you mean all Jones
things
and Keefe?
Pop and shoot.
Well,
and
they have.
Whatever.
Oh no, we're not having.
We don't
a
have
celebration
a budget for
studio.
That on a post game show. We're not a big time 10-2 show in the middle of the day with banners.
Oh, we got Gerard Mayo on the horn, Andy. Here he is.
It's the same story over and over again. At four turnovers, three or four turnovers in the game. Can't win if you lose that battle. Defensively, I would say just the fundamentals of just tackling and our run fits have to improve. They have to improve. And I told all those guys, I said, you should feel like crap today. Like, you should feel like crap. You take away those two long runs. We had two runs over 50 yards. And so, I mean, it's just not winning football. Offensively, I thought they did some things that were encouraging. Obviously, still not enough. The turnovers, one was on a tip ball, but that's the way the league is. I thought Drake made some good decisions out there. I thought he had some good reads. I thought he tried to get the ball out of his hands. I thought he did a good job extending plays with his legs and picking up first downs. So just got to be better. Fire away.
Gerard, on Drake, is that kind of what you hoped you would see as far as some of the things that he was able to do? And kind of do you have that little bit of, okay, that 40-yard drop in the bucket pass to Kayshon that got you guys back into the game to end the half?
Yeah, and look, we fully anticipate or expect him to be better going forward. You know, it was his first start. Obviously, here at home, there was a lot of expectations on him. I thought he handled it well. So, got to build on it. I thought he showed a lot of poise. I thought he went out there and controlled the huddle, got those guys out of the huddle, and once again made some plays. And it's definitely encouraging. You know, as you know, from a team-wide perspective, right now we let him down. You know, it was his first game, and I feel like I let him down. I'm sure all the coaches feel like we let everyone down, and it's got to be better.
Sophie Rowe on your far right.
Gerard, throughout the first few games, you've emphasized the passing game as something that needs to improve. Today, it felt like we saw the receivers getting a little more involved. Just what would you say to the passing game today, specifically as it relates to Drake May?
Yeah, I would say first there were some good pockets. Let's start with up front. I thought the offensive line at times definitely had some good pockets to allow the quarterback to make those throws. But once again, look, it's a team-wide sport, and we don't feel very good about anything right now.
Nick O'Malley on the left.
Gerard, with the offensive line, the left side going down with Vidarian and Michael, how tough is it right now to keep a cohesive unit together with how far down the depth chart you guys are at that spot?
It's very tough, and you know, every single week is a different combination of players. It's tough to get in. You know, it's tough for those guys to really build that camaraderie or that communication. But again, like the backup players, they have to prepare like they're starters every week, and we'll see how we came out of this game, but you know, it's definitely an issue for us.
Mike Greese in the front row.
Gerard, you mentioned the penalties. From a coaching staff standpoint, what can you do on your end to get those numbers down?
Look, we talk about it all the time, and you know, Saturday night meetings, we talk about what crew's going to be out there. You know, what do they call frequently? And we knew that this crew was going to, you know, a high penalty calling crew. I thought the second half kind of cleaned it up a little bit, but there's way too many penalties in the game.
Gerard, a couple questions ago, you said that you, along with the players and so on, the coaching staff let Drake down. Could you be more specific?
Well, not really.
What you meant by that?
Yeah, not really the coaching staff. Look, we're all, I mean, we feel like crap right now. And I would say just for a rookie quarterback to go out there and do some good things, you know, I just felt like, you know, we could have did a better job supporting him.
Gerard, Pop Douglas had 92 receiving yards, most you guys have had in more than a year. He seemed to come off the field when you go to those two receiver sets. Do you think he can function in those? There's a way to get him the ball more often?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Pop, he's one of our best receivers. He can get open against anyone, and you know, those are definitely things we got to consider.
Chris Ryan on the left.
Gerard, how would you evaluate Drake's, you know, decision-making today in terms of reads, making sure that he avoided the rush, et cetera?
His reads were good. All day. I thought his reads were good. I watched the film, obviously, but I thought he did a good job.
Dan Roach.
Trud, you talked about the defense. The first two drives of the game where they came right down the field, score, right down the field, score. How disappointing was that from your perspective? And I think the 192 yards on the ground, and what do you do to get going in the right direction there?
It's very disappointing. And I would say now at this time we're kind of up and down as far as starting fast. And we have to start fast, whether we're on defense or offense, and we just didn't do that today. I thought they did settle down. But again, it goes back to every single play being important. And you can stop them, and then all of a sudden it's a 50-yard run. Like, we can't live in that world.
Two final questions on your far right.
Hey, Gerard, over here to your right. In terms of play calling for Drake, did you feel like on offense you guys did what you could to help him get settled in? Was it sort of how you planned or scripted, or did things evolve differently?
No, absolutely. You know, we talked about the first 15 as we always do, and that was to get him settled in. And once again, look, he's a rookie making his first start. Will there be things that didn't go right for him? Yeah, absolutely. But I thought the way we planned that out was good.
Last question, Phil Perry in the ring.
I don't know how many interactions you had with Drake during the game, but how did you see him react to some of the physical punishment he took throughout?
Yeah, he took some big hits and, you know, slow to get up after a couple of those. But he's a tough guy, and I was encouraged by that. Thanks, guys.
You know, actually, I would like to hear more from Gerard Mayo. I understand why Stacey James cuts it short, because they've got other people that need to step to the podium, and Gerard obviously has a lot of work to do. But it almost sounded like, to me, Andy, and there were a couple of really good nuggets that Joe and the company here have pulled for us to share a little bit later on in the show, a couple good, juicy nuggets of accountability in there. Quick shot at the officials, maybe not so thinly veiled. A definitive shot at himself and his coaching staff, and then dropped a big old bunker buster right on his defense for the way that they played today.
Well, they were really bad early.
Yeah,
really,
they were.
I thought this was going to be it ended up being a 40-point game, but I thought they were going to hang as many points as they wanted the way those first two drives went, and then some of the issues that May and the offense had early. The defense then pulled it together, and I thought was more competitive as the game went on, gave up the big plays in the running game, which is weird, because they were kind of doing a good job on most runs, and then all of a sudden it would be long one for Mixon, long one for Pierce. If you look at the rest of the team, and I understand Gerard has to do that, that's, you know, his job is to look at the totality of the team as a head coach, mm-hmm. and the scoreboard and the end result and the 5-game losing streak and all those things. Yeah, it was a really disappointing day, and he's right. They need to do more to that comment to me was the headline of the day. We could have done more to support Drake, or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. Better job supporting Drake. And to me, that's Elliot Wolf. That's Gerard Mayo. That is Alex Van Pelt. That is Jalen Polk. That is everyone who weighs 300 pounds and wears a number in the 60s and 70s and lines up front. They all, if they all did their job as well as Drake May did his job today, this team would be going in a nice direction.
Yeah, Drake May now has more passing yards against the Texans than any other quarterback this season, which is impressive in considering what they did to Josh Allen last week. Now, I think Josh Allen was not necessarily of his best mind for a majority of that game as well, because he got knocked around pretty good early. Pats also, they're 1-11 in their last 12 home games. Like, they're a terrible home team now.
Absolutely.
Just
I blame
ghastly.
You people. That's you people.
What did we do? I'm not out there.
I didn't
throw the pick.
No home field advantage.
Andy, I'll tell you, when Drake May, it was weird, Drake May takes the field, deafening ovation, roar, even although not every seat was full again.
Yeah, where were those people? What is wrong with you people?
I don't
You missed
know.
Out on Bill Belichick's final game, and now you miss out on Bill Drake May's first game? Like, what the F are you people doing? You people are supposed to be this great home crowd. Oh, the Foxborough Faithful. There has never been a more misleading nickname than the Foxborough Faithful.
All right,
frauds.
And there goes half of our listening
frauds.
Audience at 4:29 p.m.
Frauds.
The Foxborough.
You've got like 6 guests lined up. You're ready to go.
6 guests?
I don't know.
Here's the Drake.
Touchdown kind of settle you down and get you going into your day.
Yeah. I think we just hurt ourselves today. I think that's the biggest thing. I think we put the defense in bad spots. And with how good our defense is, we can't. That's the least thing we can do. You know, we can't get them when the ball's in the red zone. Giving the other team the ball in the red zone just makes it hard on them. And it starts with me. And I think we'll have some throws back, and especially the first interception. But after the touchdown, you feel like coming back in it. Coming out of halftime, and there goes another turnover in the red zone. So just kept on hurting ourselves, and in this league, these teams are too good to do that. And but some great stuff to watch on film. Some times out there was a lot of fun on offense. So I told the guys in the huddle at the end, man, we got the guys in the huddle. We just gotta make a few more plays and play complimentary football. That's what Coach Mayo just preached, play complimentary football. We didn't do that today.
Drake, as the game went on, did you feel it kind of slow down for you, in the pocket and making decisions?
Yeah, I was a little amped at the start for sure. I think, the biggest thing is having those guys around me. They were great, pumping me up. Coaches, defense, the guys around me were great trying to settle me down, and Jacoby, was a big part of that, settled me down on the sideline and, pregame. So kind of once you get that first drive, it was three and out, and probably have to check it down on the under. But definitely some stuff, look back and learn from. But I also feel like we did some good things. So.
Mike Giardi in the front row.
Drake, you mentioned the interception, the first one. What sort of happened there? Would it take us through?
Yeah. Pretty simple. Pop over the middle and hit him a few other times. And wasn't until that last one where he scored that I hit him in stride. So just got to make better throws. Missed a little high, and you can't miss high over the middle, in this league. That's what they always say. You can't miss high over the middle, and, tip balls on the second one turn into, interceptions.
Drake, Gerard Mayo just called it an encouraging performance on offense. A lot of that came in the second half. What went better for you guys in the second half than the first half?
Yeah. We preach, AVP is preaching, fast starts. And, I wouldn't say it's, very, pleasing when you start off with a, turnover in the red zone to start the second half and start off with three and out in the first game. First drive. So, little things like that, we're emphasizing on offense, and we're just, haven't been able to execute. I think the things that, come back are, what we're emphasizing, and it starts with me. We need to execute. But kind of got going there a little bit. Made some throws, had the guys made some plays. And, we got, like I said, we got those guys. We got, guys that can make plays, and O-line's up there battling their butt off and getting injured, coming back, and always checking on me. So those guys, fought their butts off tonight.
Nick O'Malley on the left.
Even Gerard was saying when he was up here that you took some big hits. First full 60 minutes from you in the NFL as a quarterback. How are you feeling physically after the physicality of today's game?
Yeah, I think Houston, Houston Texans are a good football team. They got good defense. They got some good guys on the edge and up front. Good guys in the back end. So it was a good test for us. Like I said, I think you're right there a couple times in the game. Felt like we were crawling back, and really just offensively, put defense in a bad spot. So I feel all right. I think you're playing quarterback in the NFL. You're going to be sore the next day. It's part of it, and probably need to do a better job of getting down or throwing it away. And I think I took a couple sacks maybe today where I could have thrown away or throw a check down instead of getting a sack and step up.
Sure, you'll see far right.
Drake, you mentioned you were amped at the beginning before settling down. What was the sideline like when you were coming back? What were some of the conversations you were having, and how was Jacoby helping during that time, if at all?
Yeah. No, he's saying we're good. They went down there and scored on the first possession, so it puts a little pressure on you. I think it's always a little pressure when they score first and make it 7-0. So just settle down and trust the guys around me, and you got to be able to run the football a little bit too. I think we preach that, and run the football in this league is how you help. And getting in third and long too much, I feel like today, and that starts with me and making better throws and decisions on first and second down.
Drake, Wednesday you mentioned this was a dream for you to get your first NFL start. What was this like from that perspective, and also how did you self-evaluate overall as to how today went compared to what you wanted to achieve?
Shout out the fans, and I thought they were great. Gave me goosebumps running out there the first time. And they stayed, basically almost the whole way through, cheering, and it was pretty sweet to be out there in the Reds. But like I said, I think didn't come out with the win, and that's kind of the goal. Especially in your first start, come out with the win. That'd be something pretty special. So got to be able to watch the tape and learn from it and bounce back. And so we got a long flight, so get ready for playing overseas.
Steve Buckley.
Yeah, along those lines, there's no denying this is one of the biggest days in your life. I mean, that's a fact. It's also a fact that your team lost convincingly. What are those emotions like? I mean, you're going to be getting texts from friends, family, who don't take the loss into account. What's going on right now in terms of the conflicting emotions?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just blessed. You know, thank the good Lord. You know, I'm in a great spot. You know, with the Patriots here and, you know, playing, you know, quarterback in the NFL. You know, most of my friends and family after a loss, you know, they're still, you know, worried more about the loss than kind of encouraging plays. That's kind of the people I'm around. I mean, we care about winning and just hate losing. So, yeah, that's the big thing. I think there's some good things to take away from it, you know, today. And, I think back to Coach Mayo, we got to play complimentary football, and we haven't done that.
Phil Perry in the front.
Drake, can you describe your mindset during the two-minute drill before halftime? Looked like you're able to try to fit some passes into some tight windows there. Did that maybe help you settle into the game a little bit?
Yeah, I think two minutes of time, it's a great time for a quarterback to kind of get some passes and get some plays that we're comfortable with under my belt. And it's a lot easier in 2 minutes than practice when the guys actually have to come back there and tackle me in the back. So I'm able to make some plays, and Booty made a great play, and those guys, I think Pop down the sideline, that's a great play on his part, and just give the guys the ball, and that's the biggest thing I got to do. I think give them the ball and let them make plays. I saw Hunter on a flat route early on, we're backed up, make guy miss, get a first down, so little things like that, just gotta get the ball in my hands and get into those guys that make a lot of money that getting paid to get first downs.
Last question.
Drake, right here. Could you just walk us through your 40-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Polk and doing it in a game as opposed to a practice? How much did that help your confidence today?
You mean Booty?
I'm sorry. To Booty, yes.
Yeah, you're good. No, I think, pressed up. I think we got to give the Jazz, give them a chance. That was kind of my thought process. Give them a chance. I thought, kind of the Texans were kind of squatting on us a little bit. They came out and challenged us and played man. So try to let one ride and give Booty a chance. Made a nice play, and it was pretty cool. I think both of our first touchdowns, so a pretty cool moment. And I feel like in this group we can push the ball down the field and make plays in the passing game. So just got to keep repping it and see what you like. And I got to make throws. That's the bottom line. Make better throws. So.
Thank you, Dre. Hunter Henry's next.
Well. Sounds like he likes you people, Andy, unlike you. He's a fan.
I mean, if you hear his words, they stayed almost to the end, yeah. Like, I don't know why you would leave Drake May's first game early when you have a chance to see him throw maybe a fourth touchdown, whatever, make a big play. But I'm just a different breed of sports fan. I don't believe in leaving early. I never have, and I never will.
I understand that. That's sort of like an old school, or as some may call it, a bit of a hard-o's approach to it, but that's okay.
Also, a cheapo approach to
it.
This damn ticket. I'm getting the full game.
I was just going to say, you are definitely somebody where it's like, sir, we have a 90-minute limit on the buffet. You are not allowed a third dinner. We've seen how much you've eaten. We're now, even though it's a $59 buffet, we're operating at a loss. If you could just please hurry along. No, sir, please don't put those in your pockets. Sir, please. Please take the rolls out of your pocket.
Don't leave early, people. You never know when you're going to see something special.
I mean, the Super Bowl 51 and the Kenbrell Tompkins game should have taught us that years ago. But, of course, that was a different day and age as well. The text line is once again back on fire. Here we go. Fitzy from the 978. They still lost. May doesn't matter. I appreciate the shout, but I couldn't disagree more. 781. May is the guy. Andy's right, though. This line blows. How about this one? 978. Hey, Fitzy, can you guys on Six Rings address this? I heard Boomer Esiason talking today that Cleveland would potentially trade Deshaun Watson to a team and give you a first-round pick just to take him off their hands. Can the Patriots fit him under the cap, then release him and keep the pick?
They can fit him under the cap, but you'd be on the hook for next year, too.
Which is like $90 million
next year. The Patriots could absolutely do it with their cap space this year and next year because it's prorated.
If you bought a first-round pick.
Yeah, but...
It's basically buying a first-round pick and sacrificing half your cap.
I'd rather have the cap space because I think they're going to want to go after a T. Higgins or a Ronnie Stanley or one of these.
Go ahead. Price. Yep. No, go ahead. Keep going. Yep. We need all of those people and
right.
then some.
Yeah.
401 Andy right here. Here you go. This is a good one for you. The real debate is who's better, AVP or Matt Patricia?
I really do. I've now that Jacoby Brissett has lost his job, Alex Van Pelt is the poster boy, in my opinion, for really nice guy. I don't really know if I want to see him do his job much longer.
I really don't know how much longer I can do it as well. I appreciate when someone sends a text to the show, and callers, we're going to get to you as soon as we catch a commercial break here in just 1 minute's time. Got to pay some bills. We'll come back, and then it's all about you before we get into our further analysis. We'll talk about how other rookie quarterbacks did this particular year and in years past, both in Foxborough and beyond, and how May stacks up to that as well. We'll hear from Mego. We got the Drake May report card later from Shime and more. But I do appreciate a texter, 603, puts his name on the text. Hey, it's Steven in New Hampshire. Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven, New Hampshire.
Bob Kraft should fine Gerard Mayo $10,000 for every time one of his dumbass linemen lines up either offsides or in the neutral zone. Come on, man. You know what?
One of my favorite ESPN segments.
That would be a great way. Like, imagine that if they had, like, you know, a lot of us have swear jars in our house, Andy, or something like that. Or I have a Bernard Pollard and a David Tyree jar in my house. Every time you mention those names, you have to put a dollar in there as well. It all goes to charity. They should do that. There should be like a 50, like $100 every time one of your guys lines up and it goes to Boston Children's or a hole in the wall gang.
Yeah. Or Scott Peters could just be better at his job, too. That was a great question by Mike Reese. He didn't have it as far. It was a general, as a coach, what can you do about the penalties? Mm-hmm. And I do kind of wonder that. Like, at some point, do I believe they're coaching them to have penalties? No, I don't believe that. I think he's probably emphasizing it Saturday night. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So they are professionals. They are adults, but you're also at the bottom of the barrel. You're already using, like, your seventh different offensive line and your fifth left tackle. Like, it's not like you can start benching guys for penalties because you're already at the bottom of the bench.
You didn't even just make those numbers up. Actually, they have been through, I think, seven line combinations and five left tackles. It's just...
Yeah, it's gross.
It's ghastly. 774, May looks really good. I finally enjoyed the offense, but what the hell is up with the defense? We'll get into that in just a minute. It's 413, Drake with three passing touchdowns, while every other rookie quarterback took 2 weeks or more to get there against a defense that was only given up an average of 156 yards a game. Drake with over 230, that is a win for the Patriots. 781, hey, Andy, some of us have family responsibilities that are more important than going to a football game, so shut the F up.
All of New England had family responsibilities?
Everyone had to go apple. Everyone had to stack the gram with some pumpkin patch and apple picking photos on a 45-degree day where my cheeks are still inflamed from standing outside for a couple hours.
It's weird. These responsibilities all became more important post-Tom Brady, because I feel like in the old days, these responsibilities weren't an issue.
Didn't miss a single one of them. Nope. Sorry, honey.
A lot of full seats there.
Nope. You can give birth to that second child of ours on your own. I got a Tom Brady game to watch. 508, hey, Andy Hart, teach that to Greg Hill. He always leaves games early. And last but not least, 978, and just like that, we know they finally have a quarterback, and now the conversation can shift to the defense. For me, it shouldn't be this bad.
The conversation needs to return to the offensive line, the pass catchers, and building around Drake May, because when you have a quarterback, you support a quarterback. That's the next step in this process, taking advantage of a franchise rookie quarterback on a very cheap deal, right? Like, the defense is an issue. Now, the defense will be better when it has its best players. That we already know next year, or maybe this year, based on Gerard Mayo's little tease this week, guys like Barmore will be back.
Yep, Taki Taki got his feet wet again today. It's going to take some time. You'll have
Jesus,
hopefully
did no one teach him the kickoff rule? Holy crap.
Yeah, so much for the third-ranked special team. No kidding.
Hey, Springer, what are you doing? Take your bucket hat off and teach somebody that you can't move.
All right, we got a lot to unpack here. Gonzo, Andy, they were starting to put him back in Canton this week, and then he got some digs in Dell.
Yeah, he was chasing digs a little bit.
Yeah, it's tough. Digs is dead. Man, God, does that guy give the Pats fits. All right, we have so much to get to. Only 3 hours to unpack it with you guys. Going forward, it's the You People Spectacular that people in Pats Nation refer to as the Six Rings Postgame Show. All your calls when we come back. So much more to do here. Keep in touch with us. 37937 on the text. 617-779-7937 is the complaint line or the Drake May line. Here with Fitzy and Hart on Six Rings. WEEI.
It's a second down and 9. And vacuumed in by Edwards. Turnover.
Well, he's slow. He's down right now.
He got hit by Danielle Hunter, and then Edwards is the one to reel it in. On the other side, Will Anderson already with 2 sacks. And Hunter with this trip sack right here. Bow, bow.
I'm going to quote one of my favorite recent follows on the Twix platform. Boorish Sports at Boorish_Sports. Anyone that isn't encouraged by this performance by May is just an a-hole, and he didn't pull back on the a-hole part. And you know what?
I agree.
Good, couldn't agree more. Might be the tweet of the day.
Yep.
That, sorry, there was, there's just beyond more than enough out there to get excited about. Was every turnover his fault? No. Andy, we're not going to make, we're not going to serve it up as excuses, but was the officiating next level horrendous today? You betcha. And yet all of it still lead, the all roads lead back to two obvious points. One, it was his first start in the NFL, so it's going to be lower floor, higher ceiling, and I'm so much more interested in the higher ceiling than the low floor. And number two, damn, they got to get a surrounding cast around him, because that's just, that, I can't believe this. The Pats just don't look like a professional football team.
No, especially offensively. I did think it looked almost like a third quarter preseason game supporting cast, and I can almost guarantee you, you can eliminate. He was very self-aware in his post-game press conference. I like how he said, you know, throwing over the middle to DeMario Douglas, and, you know, not till the last one did I actually hit him in stride, and then he runs for a touchdown. It's funny how that works, basically. I added a little bit onto it. That's basically what he was saying. The first one, I predicted the first one. I knew the first one was coming. I said it on the pregame show with Arcand and Mego and those guys. Did, I don't know if you watched Quinn Ewers yesterday coming back from his layoff with injury. His first throw,
smoked Oklahoma.
But his first throw was high, over the middle, picked off. It, quarterbacks who either haven't played before or are coming back from injuries tend to do those. They're amped up, and that is where they miss. They miss high. And as he said, you miss high over the middle, you usually regret
Can't
it.
Can't do that. So, exactly.
I don't think he'll do that down the road. And then holding on to the ball for the strip sack, I thought was a rookie-type mistake. Like, you need to feel that, know that. He'll get better at that. And the line, by the way, will also get better at protecting him to not put him in that position. The other one was something that I want to say is sort of...
racist?
What?
That was just random. Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, glad I'm listening. Yeah, Fitzy, I think it's racist. That other interception. No, it was...
risque.
I want to say it was kind of like just a one-off, but I think it's something he might deal with because he does have a little bit of a low release. He has that little, like... He
oh, the screen right... that was... But yes, yeah. The screen that was knocked down.
And Austin Hooper will be there as a personal backboard.
Austin Hooper. I mean, Andy, should we just go ahead and let everyone know that he already made the thumbs down list too?
Well, Austin Hooper had a tough day, but Austin Hooper is who he is. He's a, you know,
Hooper.
Veteran backup tackle. I mean, tight end.
Tight end,
but
same thing.
That, so tackle? That throw, I don't think there'll be too many of those throws, but I do think he needs to work on his release point. Will Anderson's a good player, made a big athletic play. The guy usually doesn't catch that, so there was some good fortune there from the Texans. But I thought if you believe in Drake May's skills and you believe what Gerard Mayo said is true, football players get better at playing football by playing football. He will get better at playing football in the coming weeks, and some of those mistakes he made, including big mistakes, turnover-type mistakes, will disappear. And I don't think what will disappear is what I've seen all summer. The deep ball is his deep ball. He throws a beautiful, majestic, just drop it in the bucket deep ball. He's good at it.
Effortlessly, too, by the way. The 48, so that ball to Booty, which was Booty's first touchdown catch and his first touchdown pass in the NFL, was a... Didn't even look like he... It was
he
a,
doesn't.
It was a
he
flick of the wrist.
He. That's all he... If this is going to sound stupid, and this is
great
where...
Great qualifier for anything you say
well,
on the radio,
I do it a lot but, to prep people, and they're okay. Like, Hart, it's you. We don't need the prep. Everything you say is stupid. You jackass. We hate you. Yeah, you're nice an a-hole.
Oh, wow.
Dink Hardo.
Wow, easy.
They say all those things. It's not nice. It hurts. I pretend it just goes right off my back like a duck in the water, but it doesn't always. Sometimes it soaks in just a little bit. I would rather... If you said, Andy... You can bet on one completion for Drake May, and it'll be for whatever, $10,000. You can have a 40-yard deep ball, or you can have a 12-yard crosser. I'll take the 40-yard deep ball, because I think he struggles more with the 12-yard crosser, with his accuracy and delivery, and that's just who he is. His deep balls are beautiful.
All right, save that drop, please, for me, Joe, if you don't mind. And I couldn't agree with you more, though, because a lot of times people with arm strength have a hard time putting touch on it or finding the accuracy in the short to intermediate game.
And he and Pop will get on that. He and Pop will get better. Because if you saw the one where Pop made the nice catch, he reached back and caught it, but then that kind of took him out of his momentum. Yeah. I think that one would have been a much bigger play if he hits him in stride, then he hits him in stride later for the touchdown. And we all said it, and we were all right. I love when we are all right. I love when we are all right. We all said
yes.
Pop Douglas would be the one who would most benefit from Drake May, and I think you're going to see the evolution of Pop Douglas benefiting from Drake May. It started today.
All right, we go now to the phones. A lot of people that are actually in traffic leaving the game. People still tailgating. Shout out to our good friends over in P10 at Tailgater 2000, Shorty the Bus 2, and some of the other fine folks that hosted us pregame today as well. Hopefully you
guys saw Shorty on my ride home the other day.
Oh, did you?
Shorty, too, was on the... Where was it? 495, maybe?
Perhaps so, yes. By the way, Mike Young from Tailgater 2000 wanted me to say hello to you. So there you go.
Hello, you people. You people are my people. We're all people.
No, you didn't win them back. Sorry, Andy. Good try, though. First call of the day. Dave is leaving the game right now. He's not happy with his Patriots. Hi, Dave.
What?
Hey, you think that Robert Kraft listens to this stuff?
Yes. Someone does, and if there's something that needs to get back to him, he'll hear it.
So go ahead. Listen to this. I just want to say... I'm in New England. I pay my money to do my thing every single day, and every time I've been here in the past 4 years, man, it's been nothing but less.
Oh no, and just like that, Robert Kraft hit the kill his phone call button.
That may have been God. God was mad that he said,
I know,
God
but
damn.
Sometimes you can sort of get away with that, but more to the point.
No, God, I think, was the one. Yes. He's like, oh, you're going to say that? Self-service, gone.
Yeah, but more to the point, you should say. I'd rather you say GD or you say freaking or something like that.
What was he worked up about?
He's very unhappy about the product. He said,
did he
see
Drake May today?
Doesn't matter.
Because to me, the product is a
cumulative 4-year rant right there. Like the post Tom Brady, the buildup of Cam Newton and the COVID team and then Mac Jones and that didn't work out and you ruined him and now we got
Did he
no
watch
line.
This game? Because last week I would have taken that call perfectly.
He was leaving the game.
Yeah, last week that call was appropriate. Last week was the worst football game I've ever seen. Last week was embarrassing. Last week set football back. Last week I had no reason for hope. This week, I watched Drake May throw more touchdown passes in this game than Jacoby Brissett and the offense had in 5 games. I watched Jacoby Brissett throw for more yards than C.J. Stroud. I watched Jacoby Brissett bring deep balls back to Gillette Stadium. He threw multiple passes that were longer than any pass the Patriots had all season. What was that guy watching?
Excellent text right here from the 603. I appreciated this as well in real time, Andy, while watching the game at the stadium today before making way back here to our beautiful studios full of Drake cakes here in Brighton, Massachusetts. When May threw the pick, now you don't want him getting hurt, but I appreciated the fact that he put his body out there and did not let that guy have a pick six on his first professional interception. 603, May tackles better than half of the guys on our defense.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly in week two when their tackling was putrid. Yeah, it was a great tackle. Shows you what kind of athlete he is. That's the kind of athlete you got a quarterback, kind of competitor. That, you know what that play reminded me of?
A young Josh Allen.
Well, not bad. Did better than Josh Allen did last week against Houston. Not bad. All right, one more call before the break, and then we'll get into hour number two of Six Rings. Matt is down at Gillette as well. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. How are you feeling about Drake May, and how was your cumulative game day experience today? Andy wants to know, did you think that was a good stadium and a good crowd or not?
Honestly, I'd have to let Andy down a little bit. I did leave early at the 2-minute warning, but for the other 58 minutes of football I watched today, I think it was the first time I was entertained watching Patriots football in about 3 years.
You're damn right. Good job. Now just stay to the end next time.
What is he going to do? Stage a 20-point
somewhere, you know?
He's got places to go. He's got a grill to scrape up. He's got bags of half-eaten food. He's got empties to recycle.
Is there a hot woman involved?
Holy smokes.
Yeah, she's in the passenger seat.
Wow.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, this is Andy, this isn't OnlyFans Radio. It's the Six Rings postgame show. All right, Matt, what do you want to say about the Patriots defense?
I don't care who your quarterback is. If your defense lets up 200 yards on the ground, you're not winning a football game in the National Football League.
How about if your defense gives up 2 runs of over 50 yards in the same day?
Yeah, it was really 2 runs.
Also doesn't help.
Nope. Never usually helps as well. Thanks for the call, Matt. Enjoy whatever happens with you and that attractive boy.
Hey, now. Hey, girl. Sup, girl.
What is going on?
This will not endear you with the you people, Andy,
honestly,
either.
Honestly, the guy gets onto an afternoon show for a month and a half, and now he's catcalling people through the radio.
I just said, hey, girl.
Honest to goodness. What kind of show?
He was riding. I'm interacting with our fans. That's what we need more of.
Joe, this used to be a proper radio show. We used to be a proper station.
When? I agree with Andy. When?
When?
All right. We'll be right back. We got to pay some bills. The calls are still lined up. We'll get to all you guys. Mago's checking in with us later. It's going to be Shine with the first ever Drake May report card. We'll check how May did against the other rookie quarterbacks of this year and in recent Patriots past. And seriously, I'm not sure what was worse today, the Patriots' rushing defense or the officiating, but they were both bad, and they both need to get better. ASA MFP. It's Fitzy and Hart with Braverman on the Six Rings Postgame Show, live on WEEI.